Hey, Life Point Church, we are so glad that you're back this week with us for our DriveCast. My name is Braden Rodriguez. I am the student and 1825 pastor at our Delaware campus, and it was such an honor and privilege to preach this past Sunday morning on Palm Sunday. And we took the text of the triumphal entry out of Matthew chapter 21, which follows our Holy Week calendar, Sunday to Sunday, right? So this coming week will be Easter Sunday. And we're just super excited about this 2-week kind of standalone series that covers the Holy Week. And so the first thing I want to do this morning with you all is just give you some resources to help you this week. Maybe you need a reading plan for the week. Maybe you're not sure where to start with your Bible reading. And maybe you don't know a lot about the Holy Week. Maybe you've never heard that term, or maybe you've never read through the end of the Gospels, or maybe you've just read one. So to give you the first resource, there's this book called Gospel Parallels, and it comes in many forms. But essentially what it does is it breaks down all of the Gospels and puts the accounts side by side in mostly time order. And so that would be a really good thing because it's all on one page. You can find it, I'm sure, digitally. And it's just all of the stories on one page. So in particular, we think about this week and we think about the Holy Week. You'll get to see laid out Matthew, Mark, Luke, all next to one another on what this Holy Week looks like. And so if you were there with us at our Delaware campus on Sunday morning, I had talked about, hey, take a picture of these different references so that you know what to read for Holy Week. And so if you want some Bible reading plans this week, I would encourage you to go read Matthew 21 through the end of the book, Mark 11 through the end of the book, Luke 19 through the end, or John 12 through the end of the book, because that covers the last week of Jesus' life in each of the Gospels. And so that is the Holy Week. So Sunday, you obviously got Palm Sunday, the triumphal entry that we talked about. Monday, you've got things like Jesus overturning the tables. Thursday, the Last Supper. Friday, obviously the Good Friday, the crucifixion of Jesus. And then what happens even on Saturday. There's not a lot of info on what happens on Saturday, but it even goes through that. So I would encourage you guys to just go grab your Bible this week, read through all of those things, you know, from Matthew 21 all the way through the end, and you know, Mark and so on and so on. And so that would be the first thing I would encourage you with this week, is just reading through the scriptures on what it is. But secondly, I do just kind of want to hone in on that last point of my sermon on Sunday morning. So we talked about a few different things out of Matthew 21. We talked about Jesus being the all better prophet. We talked about Jesus being answered prophecy. We talked about Jesus being affectionately praised and giving him our affectionate praise. And then the last thing we talked about was Jesus as the atoning price for our sins. And I think that was the most important thing that we talked about all Sunday morning. It is important that Jesus was prophet. It is important that Jesus was the fulfillment of the scriptures. It is important that Jesus be king, and we put our affectionate praise on him. But I mean, the fact that Jesus is the atoning price for our sins, that he came to be the propitiation, is the word that we use on Sunday morning, for our sins, right? We look at the passage in Matthew chapter 21, and they cry out, Hosanna in the highest. You know, some of the root Hebrew word definitions for that word Hosanna means propitiation, essentially, to be propitious. And so essentially you have this moment where all of these people are crying out, you know, Hosanna, which could mean, you know, essentially be our propitiation, be the one who covers for us. And so the fact that Jesus is our atoning price is huge. That means he covers all of our sins, right? Romans 6:23 says, all have sinned, Romans 6:23, it says the wages of sin is death. Romans 3:23, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And so we get the sense that, like, man, we need a savior. We need someone to atone for our price, for our sins. And so John 3:16, right? For God so loved the world, he gave his only son, that whoever should believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life, right? That Jesus has now come to make that great exchange for us, that he would die in our place so that we could have eternal life. And so as we look at the Holy Week, as we look over this Passover text and Palm Sunday text, we see that Jesus is that lamb that Exodus talks about that is brought in for the sake of people's sins, right? The lamb without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. And that's Jesus being brought in to, you know, Jerusalem on that day of Palm Sunday, and that and the rest of the week that he would, you know, go into the garden and pray for his disciples, that he would do all of these things leading up to, you know, him being betrayed and crucified, so that he would bear the sins of the world. I quoted on Sunday morning, you know, that he became sin, he being Jesus, who knew no sin, so that we might become the righteousness of God, so that we might become God's righteousness. And so, if anything, this morning, I hope that you would go and you would read through those Holy Week passages this week, and that you would really, all this week, as we lead into Easter, really think about Jesus being the one who was the propitiation, the one who covered our sin, who took our sin on him so that we might become God's righteousness, who stood in our place. And so I just encourage you, be in prayer this week on that, that you would see Jesus as the atoning price, that you would be thankful, that you would confess sin to him. And if you've never, you know, started a personal relationship with Jesus, begin to think on and ponder and start that relationship with him this week, because he did die for the sake of our sins. And so, again, I would hope that you would think on those things. I would like to give us just a moment to pray just for a second, and then I will pray to close us this week. Father, we thank you for who you are, and God, we are overly excited that you died on the cross, but not just died on the cross for our sins. You got up out of the grave on Easter, and that you are risen. God, that we serve a risen Savior. As we go throughout this week, God, we just pray that you would let us be reminded of how you atoned for our sins and how you took our spot. And God, we just, again, thank you for the resurrection, and we ask that we would focus on you this week. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.